Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States of America, on one occasion said that there's nothing certain in life but death and taxes. Now, the truth is, people escape paying taxes. What they can never escape is death. So the question is, what happens after a person dies? Well, 90% of Christians believe that they're going to heaven. And if you add up Christians and Muslims, 90% of the world believes that they're going to heaven. Because the general consensus is that good people go to heaven. And since there are many good people in the world, the general belief is that there's more than one way to make it into heaven. Therefore, in this belief system, the determining factor of whether or not you make it into heaven is not the God you worship, it's how good a person you've been. That's why, if you ask the average person, why do you believe you're going to heaven? Their answer would sound something like this. Because I believe in God, I don't harm anyone, and even though I'm not perfect, I am a good person. I'll give you four reasons why the good people go to heaven belief system is so appealing. It's logical. Good people go to heaven, bad people don't. It's advantageous because I qualify. I may not be perfect, but I am a good person. It's motivational. It encouraged me to become a better person. And fourth, it's consistent. Consistent with the universal belief that there's a good God who rewards good people. But let me give you three problems with the belief system that good people go to heaven. One, there is no clear standard by which we can measure our progress. In other words, how good must I be? The Bible says that there's no one righteous, for all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. Another problem is, whose standards? How good must we be? Is it over 50%? And at what age does your behavior start counting? A third problem is that if good people go to heaven, then Jesus actually lied, because Jesus taught that forgiven people go to heaven. That's why I believe that Christianity is a better system. Why? Because everyone is welcomed. The Bible says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Second, because everyone enters through the same door. Jesus said, I am the way. And third, because everyone can fulfill the necessary requirements. What is it? You must acknowledge that you've sinned and receive Jesus' sacrifice on the cross as payment for your sins.